Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. We're going to go right into old-time radio, and this week's program is The Whistler, Malice, originally aired on October 11th, 1942.
Wait a minute. Have you heard the strange tales of The Whistler?
I'm The Whistler.
Nita, what is it? What's wrong with you?
I don't know. All of a sudden, I got a terrible feeling. A horrible feeling of foreboding. I'm frightened, Tom.
Another Sunday night, and again CBS presents The Whistler.
I, The Whistler, know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales, many secrets hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. And so I tell you tonight the unusual story of Malice. Dr. Jacob Benton is the wealthiest citizen in a certain upstate county, as well as its most prominent physician and surgeon. Jacob Benton is a proud individual, proud of the fact that he comes from a long line of highly successful surgeons. And his greatest ambition is that his son, Tom, will follow in his footsteps and carry on the family tradition. Jacob has also a nephew, Harvey, son of Jacob's scapegoat brother, who married a girl from the wrong side of the town and finally disappeared, leaving Jacob to take care of his young son. After finishing high school, Tom and Harvey entered medical school. Harvey followed through and is to graduate next week. But Jacob's son, Tom, at the end of his third year, wandered over to the East Bottoms at the lower end of town and met a girl, lost interest in medicine, and refused to go back to school.
Tom. Tom.
Yes, Father?
Come into the library.
What do you want?
Where have you been? It's 2 a.m.
Why, I've been to a party.
Where?
A house party.
On the other side of town?
Yes. In the East Bottoms.
You've seen that girl, that Nita, again, haven't you?
Yes. What of it?
What of it? You're a disgrace to the name of Benton. I've told you time and again that you don't belong over there.
I like Nita because she's honest and genuine. She's not filled with a lot of silly ideas like Eloise.
Eloise is a fine girl. She belongs to an excellent family.
Oh, bosh. Eloise is a phony. Nita's a real fellow.
If you become serious about this girl, you'll be ostracized.
I know all about poor Uncle George. He went over to the East Bottoms and met a girl and went to the dogs. But it wasn't the girl. He was no good in the first place.
He was a stubborn fool, just like you.
I resent being told who and when and where.
Are you in love with this girl?
Yes.
I'm terribly disappointed in you, Tom. I'd prayed that you'd become a surgeon.
I don't like medicine.
You were wrapped up in your studies until you met this girl.
That's what you think.
I'm ashamed of you. Your cousin Harvey came from the lower end of town. I made him see the light. And then think of it. You about face and walk right into it. You quit school and he graduates next week.
All right, his name's Benton, too. Let him carry on. He likes medicine. It bores me.
This girl has made a fool of you. Oh, I could kill her.
I think I'd better go to bed. Good night.
Good night, young idiot. He's going to finish school if I have to...
What's all the racket about down here?
Oh, come in, Harvey.
I heard voices.
Yes, it was Tom. He's been to a party across town. Been out with that cheap girl again, that Nita.
Are you sure?
He admitted it. Says he's in love with her. Tossing his career to the winds over a woman like that.
How long has he been seeing her?
Several months, I suppose. That's why he wouldn't go back to school. All she's after is his money. How he ever met up with her, I'll never know.
I'm afraid I'm the cause of that, Uncle Jacob.
You? What do you mean?
Well, when I was home last summer... I went over there one evening, several evenings, in fact. Tom insisted on going along. I wanted to see some of the kids. I went to school with Nita and, well, I introduced them.
Well, of all things, you were born over there, and if you insisted on going back, it was your own business. But Tom is my son. You knew how I felt about it. You had no right to take him over there.
I realize that now.
Well, something's got to be done about it, at once.
Yes, but what?
I'll put an end to it. Believe me, I'll find a way, and I'll stop at nothing.
For the remainder of the night, Jacob sits in the library studying the problem of what to do about Tom. And upstairs, young Harvey paces to and fro, pondering over the same question. The next morning, Harvey goes to the lower end of town to visit Nita.
Hello, Nita.
Harvey. Why, I didn't know you were back in town.
You didn't? I came home last night. I'm going back in a few days for graduation exercises. Have you missed me, Nita?
Why, yes.
Why haven't you written me in the last month or so?
Well, I've been busy.
Been across town lately?
No, why should I?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a strange thing about this section called the East Bottoms. It means more than just a place. It's a huge barrier, an insurmountable obstacle. I was born over here, same as you. But I got an idea that I could cross over, and in time I'd be accepted as one of them. But I finally realized that I would never be accepted. I'd only be tolerated. I'd never be able to practice medicine over there.
I think that's all imagination.
I told you I had definitely decided to come back here and settle down. That's why I asked you to marry me.
I'm not satisfied here.
Since when?
I've never been satisfied here.
You belong here, Nita. You'll never be able to cross over. You'd be miserable. I know.
Maybe.
And Tom would never last over here. He'd wash up, just as my father did.
What are you talking about?
I know what's happened. You're throwing me over for Tom.
What?
You're after Tom because you think he'll take you out of this. Set you up on the other side. Well, he won't. You'll have to come over here, and he won't have a dime. You're not really in love with Tom.
I am in love with him, and he loves
me. It won't last a month.
I'll make it last.
Oh, don't be a fool, Nita. Tom's father thinks you're a good-for-nothing, and he'll never change.
I don't care. I love Tom.
And when it came to a showdown, Tom would walk out on
you. I'm going to marry him. I've made up my mind.
Then there's nothing more I can say. Goodbye, Nita.
Goodbye.
That evening, Dr. Jacob comes to a decision, and he too crosses town and makes his way to Nita's apartment.
Well, what do you want to talk about, Dr. Benton?
About my son, Tom.
I see.
How long have you known him?
Oh, since last summer.
Have you seen him often?
Yes, several times a week for the last 2 months.
You think you're in love with him?
I don't think. I know I am.
I don't think he's in love with you. He's merely infatuated. You're interested in his position, his money.
You can think whatever you like.
I'm familiar with your type.
My type? What's the matter with me?
Are you aware of what you're doing to my son?
I've done nothing, nothing at all.
You've caused him to drop his career. Tom has a tradition to fulfill. He comes from a fine family. And I won't have him throw it all to the wind because of a silly infatuation.
It isn't an infatuation.
He must marry someone in his own class. Someone who'll inspire him to carry on his career.
I didn't talk him out of his career. He says he doesn't like medicine.
The right girl wouldn't allow him to stray. She would encourage him to follow through.
The right girl. Family. Tradition. It's all a lot of bosh. Everybody in this town has made up his mind that the East Bottoms mean the difference between somebody and nobody. Well, I haven't. I'm made of the same stuff as you or Tom or anybody else over there. I've a right to a decent existence.
If it's money you want, I'll give you money to let him alone. I'll give you a lot more than you'll ever get from Tom if you marry him.
Money? You'd pay me to give him up?
Yes. Here. Here's a check for $5,000.
$5,000? Is that all your son is worth to you? $5,000? If he were my son, and I thought I could buy his future, I'd give every cent I had.
What? You mean you want more than that?
Dr. Benton, you don't possess enough money to buy me off. I don't want money.
Well, what goes on here?
Hello, Tom. You came just in time.
What are you doing here, Father?
What do you suppose?
What's he been saying, Nita?
He just gave me this check for $5,000.
For what?
To let you alone, so you can continue your career.
What?
He thinks I'm wrecking your life.
He is.
That settles it. We'll get married tonight.
You won't get married tonight. Not in this state.
We'll fly over to the island. That's in another state. They don't have the 3-day law. Get your things, Nita.
If you marry this girl, I'll never give you another cent.
I'll get along. Come on, Nita.
Tom, I'll stop at nothing to break this up.
I promise you will regret this moment so long as you live.
Let's go, Nita.
So Tom and Nita rush out of the house and drive to the airport just outside of town. A storm has come up, and the highway glistens in the beam of the headlights.
This rain is certainly like a cloudburst.
Maybe we shouldn't fly over tonight, Tom.
Why not?
I don't like to fly in a storm. How can you tell where to land?
Don't worry about that. I'm familiar with the field.
Who's on the island at this time of year?
Well, not many people. We've had this summer place there as long as I can remember. There's an old fellow and his wife who look after most of the places. He's also a justice of the peace. He can marry us, we'll spend the night at our place, and then we'll go someplace else tomorrow.
Tom, are you sure you want to go through with this?
Certainly. Why do you ask?
Your father meant what he said. Is it worth it? To give up everything?
You're worth a dozen family fortunes.
But now that I think about it, Well, he sort of frightened me.
He didn't frighten me.
Oh, the way he said it made chills run up my spine.
Said what?
You'll regret this moment so long as you live.
Oh, he was just bluffing.
But somehow, I don't think he was.
He can cut me off, but we'll get along.
Tom, why don't you finish your studies?
I told you, darling. I don't like medicine, and I never will. Why should I do something I dislike just because my father and my great-great-grandfathers liked it?
Well, what do you want to do?
Oh, I don't know. But I'll find something.
Tom?
Yes? What is it? Nita, what is it? What's wrong with you?
Oh, I don't know. All of a sudden, I got a terrible feeling. A feeling of foreboding.
Snap out of it, Nita. This isn't like you.
I know, but I can't help it. I'm frightened.
Of what?
I don't know, but I am. Oh, Tom, let's turn back. Let's wait, please.
Oh, no, you can't back out now. We're going through with this.
But he meant it. Your father meant what he said. I know he did. Please turn back.
I wouldn't turn back for all the money in the world. Now, don't worry. I don't need lights to land.
We should have come in the boat.
No, it's too choppy for a boat. This is the only way in weather like this.
Tom, there, I see a light. Just went on.
Yeah? Old Jenkins probably heard us.
The light is swinging.
Yeah, that's it. That's the field. It's a tiny one, but I can make it.
There's a light.
Yeah. We're all right now. Hang on. I'm going to set her down.
Tom, look out those trees! Pull up!